Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Welcome in, everybody. Time for the Bill King Show here on Nashville Sports Radio, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, the best college football talk. Of course, you know that's exactly what we're going to do for the next 3 hours, hooking up with the King at the Wilco location right now. Back at Master Control, I am your producer, Crazy Charlie Sonia. If you'd like to get your questions or requests in on Twitter to Bill, you can do that very easily by using at Bill is King. If you'd like to dial up the show, don't hesitate to do that. 888-702-5494. That's 888-702-5494. We're about an hour out from Kevin Hagan coming on and talking Bama football and all things college football. We'll have some other guests and interviews scheduled throughout the morning, but mostly a lot of hangout time for you and the King of College Football. Bill King. While we get things all situated down there in Wilco, why don't we go ahead and hit that first break, get that out of the way, and clear plenty of space for Bill King to do his thing. I'm your host and captain, Crazy Charlie Sonia, just for the moment, coming off a hot episode of Predneck Nation Radio. So I'm going to go ahead and plug that since I got to go ahead and do this. Hockey coverage at its finest, PredneckNation.com, at Predneck Nation on Twitter, Nashville Predators, Vegas Golden Knights on national TV tonight. That means any of you out there in the Bill King listening audience, if you want to check out one hell of a hockey game, Nashville Predators, Vegas Golden Knights tonight, NBC Sports Network. Back to the college football talk and the oblong spheroid here in just a moment. Crazy Charlie signing out, taking it to break, and then hopefully we'll be coming back with Bill King live from Wilco right here on the Bill King Show presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck in Belmont on 21st Avenue and Woodland Drive. No injuries reported. An accident investigation on Douglas and Scott Avenues. The 440 Parkway a little full this morning on the eastern side, especially near Nolensville Pike. A bit of a traffic backup on 18th Avenue South. ICU Security specializes in surveillance camera installation and service. ICUSecurityInc.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Nashville is home to great music and great times. Pickers Vodka pays tribute to both and is made right here in Music City. This premium vodka is distilled 11 times from non-GMO corn and gluten-free. Pickers Vodka is available in original, blood orange, pineapple, and blueberry. Stop by your local retailer and pick up a bottle of Pickers Vodka today. Most companies ask for applicants with experience. But where do you get that unless someone hires you in the first place? Let the U.S. Air Force help. We offer comprehensive job training in over 140 specialties and will help with education costs to finish your degree. Gain unmatched experience for your untapped potential with the U.S. Air Force. Call Master Sergeant Justin Nixon at 615-500-4868. This message brought to you by the U.S. Air Force and Nashville Sports Radio.
The NFL's best square off in the Ultimate Football Showdown will be challenging the skills of these Pro Bowl All-Stars in competitions ranging from precision passing, best hands, gridiron gauntlet, the all-new 40-yard splash, to yes, even dodgeball, because every quarterback who's been hit by a defensive lineman deserves a chance to settle the score. It's All-Stars at Play at the 2019 Pro Bowl Skills Showdown, Thursday, January 24th, 9 p.m. on ESPN and Disney XD.
The kitchen calendar may say 2019, but if your kitchen's more like 1992, come into the Home Depot for up to 30% off appliance special buys, like a four-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite, now just $2,978. More than $2,000 off a Samsung fridge, gas range, microwave, and dishwasher. Better mark it on your new calendar. up to 30% off select appliances. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost. Valid through January 23rd.
It began with a challenge from the game's greatest players, a mission to solicit speed from every detail of the driver. The new Titleist TS2 and TS3 drivers were born from the pursuit of speed. And now Edwin Watts Golf challenges you to find a faster driver than the new Titleist TS2 or TS3 by participating in the Faster Than Yours Challenge, exclusively at Edwin Watts Golf. For a limited time, test your current driver against the new TS2 and TS3 drivers, and you could win a $200 gift card. Come take the Titleist Challenge today, exclusively at Edwin Watts Golf for a limited time only.
Middle Tennessee. It's time to get tickets and get Memphis. Join Mike Conley and your Grizzlies as they host Kemba Walker and the Hornets Wednesday at 7 p.m. Call 901-888-HOOP for tickets. Then, Grizz Nation, join us for Raise Your Glass to Memphis Music Night presented by Crown Royal as Jaren Jackson Jr. and your Grizzlies host fellow rookie Marvin Bagley and the Kings Friday at 7 p.m. Call 901-888-HOOP or shopgrizzlies.com today and get Memphis. Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
There, I can explain. I can tell everybody what happened. Yesterday, after the show, I noticed as I was leaving, I'm driving out, Spectrum, the company, was on the street doing some digging. Now, I should have been paranoid there, but I wasn't. I was good. And this guy had, what do they call those machines? The ditch witch? Whatever they call it. So anyways, I drive off. I've got some errands to do. I come back in about an hour, and the guy's not over there anymore. He's finished whatever he was doing. He was laying line for cable is what he was doing, actually. Come in, and I try and get on the internet, and I can't. And immediately, I understand why. Immediately, I know why. This guy has been digging around, and he's clipped the line. So, immediately, I get on the phone. I call Spectrum, and I say, look, I've got DirecTV because of you guys, because I couldn't get you guys to cooperate. And you have a guy over here laying more line for another place, another house, whatever, and you've clipped my line. And they were polite, but they said, look, we cannot work on other company stuff. So you'll have to call DirecTV. That's the response I got. So I called Direct. Direct told me, we got you, but we can't get there till Thursday. We're booked. We literally can't get out there till Thursday. So I thought that I would be leaving the Wilco location this morning and driving in to downtown Nashville to the station. Well, late yesterday afternoon, I'm at basketball, and I get a text from one of my kids, says, Spectrum's out here fixing the line, Dad, which they said they couldn't. So anyways, long story short, this morning, as we are preparing from the Wilco location to launch another show, I realized some things were out of sorts. So that's what happened here at the top of the hour. So that's why we got a little bit of a tardy start to the show this morning. Nonetheless, we're all good. We're all good. Ready to go. 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill is King. And if you want to email the show, billisking7@gmail.com. Yeah, I checked everything. What's funny is I checked everything last night, and it was a go. So I'm not sure what went down this morning. Well, actually, I am, but nonetheless. I don't know why it did not rear its ugly head last night. But I am glad. Spectrum, which they were so out of sorts that we decided not to go with them, and we went back to DirecTV, did, after their tardiness, save the day. So I'll give them credit for that. Here is the guesting today. Kevin Hagan coming up top of the hour, Alabama. All these new coaches. Almost the entire staff is new for Alabama. Almost every one of them new. Now some of them had been there before, what have you, but I'm just talking about compared to this last year. So we'll get into that and what's left in recruiting for them with Nicky, St. Nicky. Yeah, everybody, remember after 2010. So Nick Saban wins the Natty in 09. Wins it quick at Alabama. Wins it in 09. Had a team good enough in 08. Florida beat them, but 08 was good enough. Wins the Natty in 09. 2010 was probably their worst season, other than the first season. He was digging out of the Bambi stuff at that point. And that knucklehead group of 2010. So, everybody's talking, okay, Nick got his natty, but now look at what they've got. It's not going to work out anymore. And he wins the next two, 11 and 12. 13, Florida State wins it. 14, Ohio State wins it, beating Alabama in the semis. And everybody's saying Nick's old, and no, he's in his 60s. Oh, my God, that is so ancient. Oh, my Lord. He'll never win another one. Never won another one. And he's won a couple since then. And this year, they go 14-1, beat everybody in their way handily, lose to Clemson, though, handily, and everybody's saying it's over again. I guess all those that keep saying it's over at some point will be right. I mean, it can't last forever. We all know that. So if you just keep saying it's over and it won't continue, at some point, either now or in the future, they're going to be right. Anyways, we'll talk to Kevin Hagan. We'll find out whether it's over or not. Time will give us that answer. But a lot of people eager to jump to that conclusion that have teams that aren't even close to being as good, like most every other team. That's what's ironic about this. It's part wishful thinking. It's part hopeful. And, you know, again, someday it will be over. It's always over. So we got Kevin Hagan coming up. We have Josh Newberg coming up. Now, the beat that he has, Florida State, it feels like it's over. The Florida State football dynasty, which died in the 2000s. I mean, the lost decade killed it. So it's not a recent topic. But they did revive themselves under Jimbo in 2013. That was a hell of a team. Now, since then, not so much, but certainly better than this last year. So they go out and they hire a lifetime Florida State fan, Willie Taggart, who had been pretty successful at several places. Bring him there, and it's been a disaster. It has been an absolute disaster. He even talked James Blackman into coming back. If James listens to this show, which I'm pretty sure he doesn't, I would be explaining to him right now why he should have put his name in the transfer portal and got the hell out of there. I'm sure he's got his own mind and his own decision to make, and he's not worried about what somebody's saying on this show. I'm pretty sure about that. Good for him. Good for him being an independent thinker. Why you would let Willie Taggart sell you on returning, I don't know. I wouldn't let Willie Taggart sell me anything right now, except the reason why I need to be transferring. Now, if Willie Taggart went to you and said you need to transfer, then I would endorse that part. Other than that, I would not endorse anything. So we'll talk to Josh Newberg a little bit later as well. Basketball, I know that's not the main topic on the show, but tonight we have, in the 615, for those of you so inclined, we have Tennessee which is the number one program in America at the moment. Well, they're ranked number one at the moment. Let me get the words in their right meaning. They're ranked number one at the moment. Rick Barnes has done a remarkable job there. And they come to our city, the 615, to take on the Commodores, which, as a basketball program, had such high expectations this year, and they've done anything but keep up with those expectations. They're off. Now, they lost their point guard, Darius Garland, who was probably the top freshman point guard in America from right here, who blew his knee, announced yesterday that he's not coming back, which I expected. I mean, that's not a shock. It's time for him to go get paid after that knee injury. No, I'm not going to come back here, play a year, get it right, mend the knee. I'm going pro. Which I don't blame him. I don't know where he's slotted right now with that knee, but that's the way he's looking at it, and I don't blame him. He probably would have been one of those guys that went straight to the NBA anyways, if he could have. But I was talking to Rob. I was texting with Rob in the 210 yesterday about this game. And it was late afternoon somewhere in there. Rob sends me a message, says, Bill, the lines are out, and Tennessee is an 11-point favorite. Now, I have not looked this morning, so I don't know. Did that get bet up? Is it still 11? That's what I want to know. I'll look it up. We're a little off kilter this morning because of the top of the hour. We had some malfunctions, but I'll look that up in the break. Tell you what, let me get the call. 61. Well, I was about to say the local number, 615-844-5600. But most of you dial 888-702-5494. That's the number most of you use. Jeff in the borough. Jeff, when you call, what number do you use?
The 615 number.
Oh, come on, Jeff. Get modern, man. Dial the 888.
Well, see, I'm local, Bill, so I don't need to fool with that. But I just want to give you a couple high school quick notes.
So, hey, Jeff, so last night I get home, and Kentucky's polishing off Mississippi State. I didn't
They look pretty good.
I heard they look good. I missed it.
They did.
I was talking to Wildcat Kenny, and he said it might have been their best game this year.
Yeah, they played pretty good. I mean, they played good defense. I mean, they allowed Mississippi State, they shot 3 out of 20 from a 3, and they shot 31-32% for the game. Kentucky shot 44.
Actually, that's pretty good because Kentucky has not been a real good 3-point defending team this year.
No, they haven't, no.
Yeah.
That's something they've been working on. But the last 2-3 games, they're starting to get it defensively. I think Georgia scored 49 on them, Vanderbilt scored 48. So they're starting to get defensively, they're starting to play better. And, you know, they've got some tough games coming up. They got Kansas Saturday, so we'll have to wait and see. You know, it's not, you know, I mean, you just have to wait and see what happens as far as that goes. But, you know, hopefully, you know, they can get it done. But the Tennessee Vanderbilt line, Bill, it is 11.5.
Still is this morning?
It's 11.5.
Okay.
A couple places, 10.5, but one of them's 11.5, so. 11.5. That's the biggest line. So, as far as the Tennessee and Vanderbilt game. So, but just wanted to mention real quick a couple of high school things, Bill. The quarterback you were talking about, the Oakland transfer, his name's Sparks. He's about 6'5", about 215, 220. Pretty big kid. So I was picturing the paper, a little snapshot of him. The paper looks pretty big.
They had a story on him. I didn't see it.
Yeah, they had stories in the local paper down here about when he transferred and came here. And I guess he was looking around the internet and saw Oakland. They were real successful, so he decided to transfer down here into the Oakland zone. And he's gonna play next year at Oakland. So I don't know if he'll be starting quarterback or anything. But
so is he in school there right now?
I don't know if he is right now or not. But I mean, I know he'll be playing next year. I'm not sure if he is right now or not, but. I know he'll be playing next year because Oakland released their football schedule for next year, and they're not playing Maryville this year in the regular season. They're going to play I think they're playing Germantown and Hendersonville and somebody else on the road. They're playing somebody at home as far as their non-region games. They've got seven seven non-region games because they're adding, because, you know, the new school down here in Bedford County, Rockvale, is going to be is going to open next year. And they, the two of us, somebody decided they were going to be a 5A school and play 5A football. And with their enrollment and things, the TWSAA told them, no, you're going to play 6A football, and you're going to be put in the Rutherford County region. So they've got to play Oakland and Blackman and Siegel and all those teams, and they're going to start out with the varsity schedule. They're not going to play JV the first year. They're going in full bore. So
wow.
In full bore.
Now, where is that school? Who are they close to?
It's close to, the school that if you go out, if you know anything about Murfreesboro, if you go out Highway 99, it's out that way.
Oh.
Highway 99 in Murfreesboro. But it's close to, it's the other end of the highway from Riverdale High School. It's kind of where it is. The other
gotcha.
End, the other end of the road
gotcha.
Is Riverdale.
Gotcha.
Riverdale
okay.
High School and stuff. So that's kind of the other end. And Blackman's close to them. Blackman's not too far away either, so. Not too far away as far as that goes. But that's the guy, the kid's name is Sparks, is his last name. And a couple of quick things, Bill. Blackman is putting in turf in their field. They just broke ground for it. And their first game next year, they play Alcoa. Next year, they're open. They got a 2-year contract with Alcoa. They're playing them here this coming year. And they're going to play at Alcoa the next year. And then also, I saw where Mount Juliet in Wilson County, they're tearing their grass up and they're putting turf in too. And they just got to raise. They've got to raise the rest of the money. They've already raised about $500,000.
You know what? Hey, here's me. Maybe I'm just too old school, but I don't like the natural turf, even if it's way better than it used to be. Boy, I like the grass, and I understand it's once you purchase it, it's more economical. You don't have the upkeep at all. I get the reason. I just don't, boy.
Well, the thing about these two, Bill, is they just don't play. They just don't play football. They play soccer and different other sports on it. That's
I know. I know the reason. I like to see the guy out there cutting the grass, but that's just.
Oh, I know. I understand. I know a lot of people do, and I kind of do too. Bill.
Heck, I would if I would volunteer. Here's how much I enjoy that. I would volunteer at some local school to be the grass cutting guy. I would. I'd be the guy out there doing it, man. I'm serious.
You could also volunteer to line the field, Bill, in August when they start the season. You can volunteer.
Yeah, now that part's probably the reason why I would probably prefer a natural turf, to put in the turf and all that kind of stuff. The newfangled stuff lining the field would get me now.
Yeah. Also, I enjoyed Cosby's call yesterday talking about basketball and the way it evolves. Enjoyed that. So. Enjoyed that.
instead of accentuating the positive for his school being ranked number one, he went straight to the women who are losing. How about that?
Exactly. And Bill, you know they play tomorrow night, don't you?
Oh, is that tomorrow night? I did not know that.
Yeah. Tomorrow night. It's tomorrow. They play Notre Dame.
I'm like Cosby. I'm not respecting the women's game well enough there. So.
Yeah, well,
I should have known that.
Yeah, well, I just and everything, but you know, and all that, but that.
By the way, why would I respect it when neither team can win a game right now? So.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, the thing about this, Bill, is Tennessee's lost five in a row. I think it's the first time in the program's history that they've lost three in a row at home. But they say, Bill, it's like he was like Cosby was saying yesterday. They say Bill Plummer doesn't have the guts to fire. Now, I don't know what he's going to do, but I know this, Bill. That they had a bunch of he didn't mention this yesterday, but Tennessee had a bunch of secondary violations. And in their program, their different programs, and one of them was Phil Fulmer going to football practice, showing offensive linemen how to block, and the other thing.
Oh, that was a week or so ago.
I just want to mention.
Well, he doesn't like Fulmer, so I'm surprised he didn't bring it up.
I know, but I just want to mention this too. He went to Lady Vols practice too, and showed them how to, and he was showing them how to box out for rebounds, and he was showing them how to shoot the basketball too. That's what he was doing too. He did that also. So after the football thing, I think the SEC suspended him like 5 days. He couldn't go to practice. But that's what the violations were. Was he was going to Lady Vols basketball practice and he was going to football practice. That was the violation. But of course they're all minor violations. They're not going to do anything to him, you know. But that's just what they had said about that, because I'd read that online. But I'm surprised Coffey didn't mention it. I know he doesn't like Fulmer too much, but. I'm surprised he didn't mention that.
No, you're not a former guy.
Everything, so.
All right, Jeff. Be good, man.
Appreciate it, Bill. Have a good one.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Yeah, now let's go back into that. What happened with Fulmer is not a big deal. I mean, people are, and I, not necessarily Jeff, but Fulmer is a former. If you go down to the common denominator, you whittle it all down, Fulmer's an offensive line guy. It's what he played. It's what he originally coached. It's his original PhD. And he was at practice in Tennessee. I wasn't there, but I'm sure he saw something going on with the offensive line that he didn't like, because the offensive line isn't any good at Tennessee. Hasn't been good at Tennessee in years. And he walked out there and started showing a couple guys how to do it, technique, whatever it was. And apparently it was only for about a minute or so. I wasn't there. Who cares? That is a NCAA violation. Is that like a heinous crime where we really need to investigate? No. He probably just let the moment get to him. It was self-reported. There wasn't an NCAA Indianapolis spy there that said, aha, we busted him. It was just a self-reported thing. Matter of fact, every school self-reports. And a lot of the time, you're going to have a few little jaywalking crimes in there. Yeah, walked across the street when it wasn't the time to do it. That's about what Fulmer just did, so. I'll take up for the big fella right there now. That's nothing. Let me put it this way. If that's what's going on at your school, that's what has been reported, then you're going to have a meeting that says, well done, everybody. We're doing good. If that's all that's going down, then you done good. As we would say in the South, you done good. Tickets at Primo Seats. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. Where you go? What's the next event? You're going to be in the 6:15 for the Tennessee-Vandy game? How about that one? You're going to be in the 6:15 for that game? Well, if you are, get your tickets at Primo Seats tonight. I haven't looked. I need to pull that up. Jeff said it's still around 11. I thought that thing would get bet up a little bit. That's what Rob was waiting on. I don't want to give away Rob's secrets, but Rob was waiting on that thing to get bet up a little bit. Anyways, sporting events, basketball, football, Super Bowl. You got that left, Super Bowl. Baseball's around the corner. What about NHL hockey? Crazy Charlie's PhD. How about concerts? Use the name Bill Isking in the promo code box. That'll get you 5% off. 5% off by using the name Bill Isking. That's right. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. Use the name Bill Isking. Get your discount. Let's get the bottom of the hour break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
That crash on Hillsboro Pike near the 440 Parkway in Belmont is still blocking part of the ramp. I-40 is packed across Broadway, but moving steady enough. It's the I-24, I-40 Eastern split near Hermitage Avenue that's going to increase your commute this morning. Business owners, find out how you can get $15,000 in new business. Call iTex at 615-579-8568. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage, Mount Juliet, and the two locations in Murfreesboro. And for January, try the delicious pizza sub with amazing fresh cut fries and drink at a special price. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Hey! Is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow. That's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
And now, Heflin Construction LLC is reminding motorists to slow down this holiday season, keep an eye out for kids and families, and be sure to never text and drive. This tip is by Heflin Construction LLC. For the best in residential, commercial, and new construction, for kitchen, basement, and bathroom remodels to a full-scale addition, turn your dreams into reality with Heflin Construction LLC. Call today at 615-822-6876. Heflin Construction LLC. Going the extra mile for the safety of our kids. Heflin Construction. They're people who care.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show.
I don't know where to start with that guy for not playing. I know it's been discussed and hammered, and I don't know the whole story. I don't know. If you're worried about your career and getting injured, then leave. Then be done. Just say goodbye, be done. You got to make a decision. I mean, soon. I mean, there is a decision coming soon with Mariota, and you're going to think, look, if he's injured and you can't, and there's some kind of spine, nerve, stinger damage, there's a lot of questions going forward.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show on WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
The best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, The Bill King Show.
Omni Nashville Hotel. Love those folks. 888-702-5494. Rob in the 210 is not a degenerate. He's actually very intelligent, but he may be the king of the degenerates. What's up, Rob? Have you ever been called king of the degenerates? Huh?
Yeah, I guess so. No, I just wanted to call in. You know, we talked yesterday, or at least we texted back and forth yesterday about that Tennessee line, and fortunately we have some reverse line movement going on right now.
I saw that.
64% of the tickets are on Tennessee, so the public's betting Tennessee, but it looks like the sharps and all the money went the other way, which is what we were hoping to take. But
I just looked, Rob, like during the break, I found it. It's 10.5, right?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. It's a reverse line movement, so it went the opposite direction. So unless the public starts hitting it harder this afternoon than before tip-off, that's probably going to keep going down, because it looks to me like the sharps and all the smart money is going on the home dog.
How about that? And Rob and folks like Brad, they're always a couple of chess moves ahead of everybody. And what Rob wanted to happen was to see that thing get bet up from around 11 to 14, 15, whatever.
Yeah, we wanted to see it go up another point or two, you know, just to catch something. I did tease it last night, you know, grabbed a couple other items, but just like yesterday's game, was at Auburn, I think, at South Carolina, they got a lot of the money. All the money was on them. There was only 30% of the money line bets were on the Gamecocks, and they were able to win the game outright as a home dog. So I'm pretty sure the sharp market out of Vegas is going to have the same thing going to happen tonight in Vandy.
Upset,
but at least cover.
Right. Are college basketball lines sharper than football lines, or is it skewed because there's so many of them?
It can be skewed because there's so many. It depends on I would think they're probably a little bit sharper on the ranked teams.
Right.
Looking at the ranked teams. So you know, I think a couple of weeks ago I asked Brad about a specific game. He had no opinion on it because he wasn't looking at it. It was one of those things that's not in everybody's mind. And I want to say I think Boise State at home against Nevada. It was just a spot. It was good for Boise State at home. You know, I follow the Mountain West Conference a little bit more. Their later games and stuff. But, you know, they're not on prime time. You know, you got to find what channel they're on. Not everybody's watching. I think that's where I'm able to capitalize when I look at some of those games that you know, not getting that prime time tip off on TV, and everybody's glued to their TV watching now, and I'm watching this other game over here on CBS Sports Network or something.
Right. Right. No, I'm learning from you, my friend.
All right, Bill. You have a great one, man. Again, hopefully that gets bet up in the right direction. But right now, all the smart money looks like they grabbed Vandy at 11.5 early.
Talk to you, Rob. Appreciate you, man.
Take care.
There he is. Robin at 210. You folks who don't follow him on Twitter, you need to be. Very, very, very highly intellectual guy who teaches me a lot. I didn't do anything but those parlays, but I've learned a lot by watching his mannerisms. Alan is next in line. What's up, Alan?
I tell you what, Bill, I talk on the same subject. Do you think in the history of Tennessee Vanderbilt basketball, Tennessee has ever been a double-digit favorite in Memorial, maybe going back to Ernie and Bernie? I never recall that. Do you?
Coach Marshall on Twitter said the last time that happened, George Washington was the president.
I tell you what, Bill, I am scared to death about tonight. I mean, I hope I'm wrong, but I think we're right for the picking. Last two games, defense has been down. Everybody's patting us on the back for being number one. Vanderbilt's on their longest SEC losing streak in their history. I tell you what, I'm with that last gentleman. I can tell you where the smart money is, and I don't think it's on Tennessee to cover.
Well, that's a double-digit number there, but Vandy's not – every time I see them, that's a bad basketball team. I just don't know. Now, if we're just talking about outright winning or losing, I just don't see it. Maybe I'm not wary enough. Maybe I'm not guarding enough, but Vanderbilt's not good enough to win this game, I don't think.
Bill, I tell you what, I'm going to disagree with you a little bit on that, and here's where I'm coming from. I just don't think that they're mature enough. I think talent-wise, they've got some talent, especially the transfers and what is the kid's name, Simi Chatu, is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, he's a 6'10 freshman. He's got a lot of ability, yes.
I tell you what, Bill, you know, and I know they've got to find a place for Grant Williams to play in the NBA. He's definitely a tweener. I'm not so sure that Chatu doesn't have the most down-the-road pro potential of any player out there tonight.
Well, he's a lot longer. Those bigs for Tennessee, and I'm talking about the power forwards, they're like NFL defensive ends. It's what they look like out there. 6'6", 250, 260 pounds, whatever they are, whatever they list them. They look like football guys.
Yeah, I tell you what, the one, of course, Chatu's going to be going up against the senior tonight in the with the Tennessee young man, and he'll probably school him a little bit, but I think Chatu's got some real potential down the road. And I tell you what, let me ask you this. What do you think? Would you be surprised if Admiral Schofield came out and said, you know, I think I want to play 1 year of college football at tight end? What would you think of that?
Well, I'd be happy that he did it, but I don't know that that's – now, Admiral Schofield's the one that has a – isn't he the one that's got a brother that played in the NFL? Or is it Grant Williams? One of those two did. I think it was
– I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, I think it's Schofield, I think. And I don't remember the college. I don't think it was a big-name college, but he played in the NFL, maybe for the Falcons or something. But, yeah, there's that in the family. I think that would be interesting because you talk about measurables. That guy's got it all, but for the NFL. But I was talking to a coach. He was a high school coach, and I think it was in August. And we were just chewing the fat a little bit. And he said, Bill, at my high school, I'll have a kid occasionally who's 6'7", 230. And he's a basketball guy, but he's a post player. And I'll say, man, if you come out here to football now, I can get you to Sunday, but you're not going to get there in basketball. And he said, a lot of times the reply is, I want to be in a gym, man. I want to be where there's air conditioning. I don't want to be outside doing that. And that's, you know, and again, I'm not describing Schofield per se, but there are a lot of kids that are 6'6", 6'7", that don't want to be out there in pads. Don't want to be out there sweating like that.
Yeah. But I tell you what, Bill, it's always good to have options. And if Schofield would decide to go the NFL route, this kid's got the body for it. There's no doubt about that. And you would think he'd have the hands for it also.
Correct. Yep. And that's something that we've seen happen. So.
Yeah. I tell you what, Bill, one more thing about Grant Williams. You know, all this, that they've made a lot of clamoring about him and how he was his choices came down to Tennessee and I think maybe Yale, and he was an Ivy League guy and just a real smart guy. Well, I can verify that. My youngest is on the Hill and she had a class with him last year. She said he is just as smart as everybody says he is, and I told her whenever they have their seating at that class, she needs to be as close to him as she can get. Have him help her with her studies.
Oh, man. Which high school did she go to?
She was CPA.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha. I got two up there myself right now, so.
At CPA?
No, at Tennessee.
Oh, at Tennessee. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I'm a real big Drew Maddox and I'm the football coach is skipping my mind right now. Help me out.
Engel Martin,
real boy. I tell you what, you talk about two class guys.
Correct.
I mean those guys, they really are. But in any case, I'm afraid about tonight. And one more thing, Bill. I know the big kid up in West Virginia, the offensive lineman. We think we're in good shape on.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully that'll pan out here in a few weeks. We got about, well, what do you think, three or four more to give after if we get him? Would that be a true statement?
Yeah, because they want, and they're maybe leading. Now, they're being crystal balled in that direction. The Henry Tuoto'o linebacker kid out of California is the biggest name outside of the lineman by far.
Are we up against Bama with him?
Correct. And okay. And Bama right now, with all those coaching moves, the assistant staff has hurt them a little bit there. Now, he visits there this weekend, and for all we know, he'll go there and love it. So I'm very cautious there because it is Alabama. But Tennessee's in it big time right now, yes.
Well, that's great. We need to bag a couple of elephants here, so to speak, or use the term loosely. But in any case, Bill, I always enjoy the show, and go Vols tonight, and you have a good one.
Okay, Alan. Yeah, we've got coming up Kevin Hagan, top of the hour. We'll talk Alabama with him. We have Josh Newberg, top of hour three. We'll get down into Florida with Berg. 888-702-5494 if you do want to check in. And on Twitter at Bill is King. You want to email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Yeah, the case you missed it, and Charlie posted it on Twitter. It's everywhere. But the Cosby Cattleman reconnected yesterday with the show. And in his case, it's not that big of a deal. For us, it was a big deal, but he was just kind of sleeping in, late night dickle, all that kind of stuff. And the thing about the Cosby Cattleman is hardly ever is he off his game. And yesterday he was on his game. I had people sending me messages saying, I laughed so hard that I had a stomachache. I laughed so hard that I cried when the Cosby Cattleman came in. And talking about spanks, I never even heard of that term. I tried to play along there like I knew what he was talking about. I had no idea until people started explaining to me exactly what that was. I had no idea. But he was, oh, my God. He was classic Cosby Cattleman. Very rarely, if ever, off his game. And the only fan that I know that has a school that he loves, except he doesn't think anything at that school was going well. But most of you folks, you've got your school, and you've got a love for them. You try your best not to critique them. It's your school. He's the opposite. He's got a school, Tennessee, and all he does is complain about everything they do, literally from top to bottom. And was celebrating yesterday because the women had lost five in a row. Nobody liked the Cosby Cattlemen. No, nobody compares to the Cosby Cattlemen. All right, got to get one more break. It's been a funky morning with the start we got. But anyways, I think we're properly aligned right now. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck near the Pick Apart on Lebanon Pike at Fessler's Lane. Everything near that eastern split has slowed, especially on I-40 across Hermitage Avenue and Fessler's. James Robertson Parkway seeing a lot of traffic near the Musicians Hall of Fame. Make a living with a career that makes a difference. Aim high, the United States Air Force. Log on to airforce.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
When it comes to professional banking in Nashville, there's a new benchmark, Landmark Bank. Landmark Bank is now open on Music Row and is professionally managed by local financial experts John Morrissey and Robin Henderson. When you're ready to see banking differently, call John or Robin at 651-7280. That's 651-7280. Or learn more online at landmarkbanktn.com. Music Row's new landmark, Landmark Bank. Professional and personal banking for sports, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. See banking differently.
Experience the true spirit of Nashville at Bar Lines, an upscale honky-tonk, live music 7 days a week, and an award-winning menu. Conveniently located across from Bridgestone Arena and only blocks from Nissan Stadium, Bar Lines is the perfect spot for sports and live music fans alike. Featuring 22 flat-screen TVs, the best of Music City's up-and-coming talent, Bar Lines offers an unforgettable Nashville experience. Bar Lines has the best hot wings in Music City and handcrafted libations featuring the best local spirits and finest Tennessee whiskey. Come on down to Bar Lines, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 4ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.4ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 4ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Five-state forecast.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For this morning, showers across Music City, a high of 54. Wind advisory also in effect. Temperatures fall sharply tonight. Isolated snow, low 24. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Alvin Washington.
Sports Radio WNSR.
America's first home for college football talk is the Bill King Show.
We've had a few people tweet saying they're having trouble with the app this morning. It's not on your end. It's I don't know that it's – well, it's not on our end either. It's the weather here in the 615. We are having a very turbulent day weather-wise. It's going to rain hard most of the day, and it's very windy, which is affecting the satellite dish. So be patient with us. I apologize. I threw out there on Twitter if we could get somebody to volunteer to go up on top of the mountain and hold the dish so it didn't shake. Nobody's volunteered yet. Not one volunteer. I figured somebody would want to do that. I mean, who wouldn't want that job? But we'll be all right. Just hang with us. It'll be good. It'll be good. If we get knocked off, we'll just run Cosby Cattleman replays. That's what we'll do. That's the best thing going right now. So anyways, yeah, the day got – the last 24 hours have been a little weird because, again, if you're just checking in, after the show on that Tuesday morning, about an hour after the show, I had to get out and do errands and do whatever, right? So I'm in the car. But I noticed when I was leaving that a guy from Spectrum was on the street with one of those, what do they call that, a witch ditch or a ditch witch or whatever. And he's cutting street and he's cutting yards and stuff because he's running some line for cable, Spectrum cable, for some new house or something, whatever. I didn't think much of it. I should have. But when I got home about an hour and a half later and I tried to log on, I couldn't. And I realized, you know what happened? Immediately I thought, this guy severed the line, which he did. And I called Spectrum and they said, well, we're sorry, but we can't work on other companies' equipment because I'm a DirecTV guy. And I called Direct and they said, we're sorry, but we could be there Thursday. So that's how the rest of my Tuesday was going. And so I'm at basketball late yesterday, about 6 o'clock, whatever, and I get a text from one of my kids. Says, Dad, there's a guy here from Spectrum, member of the company that said they couldn't fix it, even though they did the damage, and he's fixing it. He's running a new line, Dad. So I said, well, that's good. That's good because I don't have to leave the Wilco location of the show to go in. And so everything was working well. And this morning we get up and we had a little problem. Some things out of kilter that I didn't realize had been moved around. Got that done pretty quick, though. I panicked there for a second, but we got it done pretty quick. And we got on the air a couple minutes later. So it's been that kind of morning. And then we have the weather day that we're having today, which is going to be really windy and really rainy. So for you folks who stream the show, just be patient with us. We are, we'll be all right. We'll be very good. Anyways, on Twitter, at Bill is King, if you do want to check in. And Kevin Hagan will be with us. We'll talk Alabama. They tried their best at Alabama to get Jimmy Lake out of Washington. It seems like that ship has sailed. I know they offered him probably a lot of money. Of course, they've got a lot of money. And he's the guy that they preferred. But we'll talk to Kevin about what's happening. We'll also talk to him about what's going on with the remaining recruits out there. Because signing day, the February, and I hate, always didn't like the word signing day because it makes it sound like it's the signing day. It actually, if you wanted to wordsmith it correctly, it's the first day of the signing period, which lasts a long time. Now, most everybody has it done by then, but it's not the law. It's not the rule. So even though it's called signing day, it's not just one day. Here is the name. I saw it with Jimmy Lake. There is a the player out in Washington at Eastside Catholic, which is in Sammamish, which is Sammamish is a suburb of Seattle, in essence. J.T. Tuamaloa. and I don't know if I'm pronouncing it well. Anyways, he is a sophomore. He's a rising junior. He'll be a junior next year. Class of 21 kid. Anyways, he is ranked the number one player in that class. And Tosh Lupoi had Alabama in good position for him. And Jimmy Lake out there, Washington, is also on him. That's another thing that if Alabama would have gotten Jimmy Lake. Because defensive linemen are commodities. If you're talking about key positions in an NFL draft or in recruiting, those are commodities. Not every position is the same commodity. That is one of them. Hour 2 coming up, Omni.